The following is a paid program by the advertiser.
The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the show's participants and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KXNT or CBS Radio. This show is not intended to provide listeners with specific medical advice, and you should seek assistance of a medical professional.
This is It's Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center on News Radio 100.5 KXNT. The doctor is in. Call the show now at 702-733-KXNT. That's 702-733-5968 to talk about your health and your vitality. Now, here is Dr. Christy Thomas.
Good morning, Las Vegas, and welcome to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. We're going to be talking about gut health or GI health this morning. And for those of you that have taken an antacid or an anti-inflammatory, as I'm encouraging Mark to take something this morning for his headache.
I'll take care of it.
I did bring him in the children's Advil. He just has to take more of it.
Take the whole bottle.
You could take the whole bottle of it. Mark's suffering this morning. So we're going to talk about the use of antacids and really the effects on the GI system. And really 71% of your immune system comes from your gut, your GI tract, because it runs from your mouth all the way to your rectum. So if you've suffered from reflux, food allergies, you've had ulcers, irritable bowel, even some types of cancers are associated with your gut health. For those of you that got eczema, psoriasis, even fibromyalgia, autoimmune diseases can really benefit from listening this morning about some of the common medical problems that are really associated with the GI imbalance. Mark, I see that. He's not liking the blue raspberry taste.
Okay, if you saw the bottle, you'd be scared too.
It's blue raspberry.
Blue raspberry.
So really how we turn to, more than billions of people turn to the over-the-counter use of medications, and whether it be for the common cold, whether it be for GI symptoms, even reflux. I do have a special guest with me this morning on the show, and we're going to talk with Jeremy, who is the regional manager of Orthomolecular in the Southwest region here. I work with him very closely on a lot of the products that we carry in my office to really bring patients and our listeners the best products available to everyone. And welcome, Jeremy. Good morning, Jeremy. How are you? Jeremy, good morning. How are you? Okay.
I'm great. I thought I lost you for a second there.
I thought so too, but we're not giving up. Mark's got a little headache this morning, so.
It's all coming down.
It's all coming down because I give him the children's Advil. Blue raspberry is not liking me. So we were just talking about how we're going to talk about gut health and really how the importance of the GI tract. And we're going to talk a lot about some of the products that we carry in the office and the benefits that it can have to patients. And one of the big things, you know, I opened up with is we turn so much to anti-inflammatories, whether it be Celebrex, whether it be Motrin, Advil, ibuprofen, they all kind of fall under this category. And then the other big product that we use is a lot of antacids, whether it be Maalox or Tums. Now a lot of these medications have gone over the counter, the proton pump inhibitors, Nexium and Pepcid and Protonix. And how many Americans are on these medications and can't get off of them? And really it comes down to lifestyle and diet, because 71% of our immune system comes from our GI tract. Jeremy?
Yeah, you know, Christy, I see meet with a lot of different doctors all over the Southern California region in Las Vegas, and, I mean, obviously one of the biggest complaints or biggest parts of their patient base or is GI function, because it essentially is the beginning of the manifestation of a lot of different types of symptoms and diseases. So in the integrative functional world, many physicians are treating the GI first, and that's the beginning of the functional approach. And so obviously we're going to talk a little bit more about that today.
Yes, the importance of the GI tract is so important. And we've talked about detox on the show before, but we really never have broke down and really done a show specific on gut health or the GI tract and really gotten deep down into it. And a lot of it just comes from lifestyle. I mean, we have 1.2 billion pounds of pesticides per year put on our foods. And they call it the Standard American Diet. And it's kind of sad because that's the abbreviation for it, SAD, Standard American Diet. And it is kind of sad because what is our diet? It's overprocessed, it's devitalized because we don't have our foods in nutrient-rich soils. It's got pesticides and chemicals and GMOs. What other country in the world has a diet like we have? No one. So, and then on top of it, what we do is we hold together all that food with thousands of synthetic chemicals to make it, you know, you walk down a store aisle and what do you see? Boxes of food. Even your Kraft macaroni and cheese. Now, Jeremy, I know you have kids. Have you seen in Kraft macaroni and cheese? It's scary.
Yeah, we haven't gone down that path yet. My son's only 15 months, so we haven't introduced Kraft mac and cheese yet.
I don't know if you coming from the background, you do, if you ever will. But it's scary when you take a look at that. We've done shows where we've had even, you know, go to your pantry this morning and pull out. If you got a box of macaroni and cheese in there, pull it out. I don't want to scare you, but we're just bringing awareness to really what's in our food products. The other big thing is peanut butter. Everybody thinks they're eating a great, you know, product, but it's not just peanuts. Read the 15 other ingredients beyond it. And if you can't pronounce it, why the heck would you eat it? So it's a scary thing that, you know, Jeremy, what's your favorite processed food?
Oh, you know, I'm a pretty clean eater. If I was to say my favorite processed food, it's probably Gushers.
Gushers.
The Gushers. They're like little gummies.
Gummy bears.
Yeah, they like explode in your mouth when you eat them. So that's probably one of my, I haven't done them in a long time, but I used to eat them often.
So it's amazing because, not to pick, mine's peanut M&Ms. I don't even want to know what's in them. It would ruin it forever for me. So it's not that we eat clean or that it's possible for somebody never to make a mistake in it. Even you and I that try to eat clean and really follow our diets and really look at what we can to do to make our lifestyle better to prevent a lot of illness, we all make mistakes. We're all not going to be perfect. And that was really the reason of bringing it up. But there's just so many reasons that people turn to, you know, looking at the GI tract and over-the-counter medications. And the big thing, you know, too, that we're going to talk about is really looking at repairing the gut, getting rid of the eliminating of the gut. So if we've gone ahead and we've done all these bad things to our body, how can we recoup? And Jeremy, the first thing is really kind of to remove and detoxification. Can you, you know, talk a little bit more about that? You carry some great products that we use in our office. And one of the first things that I do is I put people through a detox, a 10-day detox. It's $150. It's 10 days. You can come in the office and pick up the product, go home, do it, and then take it to step 2, 3, 4, which we're going to talk about here on the show.
And yeah, one thing I'd like to add to that is we talked a little bit about, or you spoke a little bit about food, pesticides and things like that. But, you know, it's really scary when you dive into the numbers on what our environmental toxins look like today, instead of what they looked like 10 years ago even or 15 years ago. I mean, we're exposed to so many more toxins than we ever were. And I live in Southern California, and, I mean, it's just a never-ending go-go-go mentality and environment with cars driving by every day, and there's chemicals all around us every day. So the need to remove toxins is greater than ever. Just a couple little things for you. On average, 2.3 billion gallons of benzene and known carcinogen are produced each year in the U.S. alone. 56 billion pounds of styrene, another petrochemical which is used to make styrofoam and known neurotoxin, are released into the environment each year. So we can control what we can control, but the point is that there's so many things around us that are out of our control and we're exposed to every day. So it's really a necessity to do a detox at least once a year, but preferably maybe twice a year or even three times a year.
And you're absolutely right. I usually recommend people do it at least twice a year. January is a big month for us because everybody comes out of the holidays and wants to do a detox. But really, people should be planning it. You know, lifestyle and diet and your health are so important. Without your health, what are you? You know, people got to realize that spending a little bit of money on your health is going to prevent in the future what the over-the-counter prescription costs. Even the prescription costs of people going on, you know, one of these proton pump inhibitors that are, I mean, people are paying $200-$300 a month just to live a daily life and not suffer. It's crazy. And like you mentioned, there's only so much we can do to stay away from it. You really got to plan your diet. You got to plan ahead of time. And like you said, we live in this fast-paced world where it's go, go, go. And we got parties. We got, you know, daily life. We got kids. We got things to do. But just taking that time to step out and really focus on your health and really plan ahead, not only for yourself, but your kids, your grandkids, and also pass it on to someone you know. You know, pass it on. We try to bring every, you know, Saturday morning here ideas of just to help people that they can do to kind of have that preventative and that wellness effect. But doing a 10-day detox is essential. What we do is we actually go on, we put you on a program, it includes the product, we give you a diet to follow. It's very simple. It's a menu that you can follow. You can eat on it. We've talked on other shows on here about detoxification and doing juice detoxes and all these. The market is flooded. If you put into Google detox, I can't imagine what comes up. But really doing a medical grade detox and being followed is so much more important, and because you're getting the nutrients, you're getting the protein, you're not nutritionally starving your body of the product. And what's your thoughts on that, Jeremy?
Yeah, I'd say two things. Specifically for those people that are want to create a cleaner life or cleaner diet, detox is a really great way, as Dr. Thomas mentioned. I mean, there's a patient guide that comes with it that essentially gives you the science behind what you're doing, but then also the guide to help you create good, healthy meals. So it gives you recipes and things like that. And then it gives you the guide for the 7 to 10 days that you're doing the detox. And then the other side of that is so many people see benefits for weight loss because so many of us are trying to battle that. But in our body, when we like to call it a biotransformation instead of a detox, because basically when you're taking in toxins, they're fat soluble, and your body has changed them into an intermediate metabolite, converting them into a water soluble and then excreting them through one of the 6 conjugation pathways of the liver. So basically, if your body can't get rid of them, which we're trying to accomplish by freeing up the conjugation pathways, your body doesn't know what to do with that intermediate metabolite, and it actually takes it into the body and it hides in fat tissue or adipose tissue. So one of those things is that your body uses fat as almost like a metabolic reserve and almost to protect your body from the toxin that's sitting around in there. So a lot of people believe that fat or adipose tissue is created by the body almost to protect it from the toxin. So there's another added benefit, which is creating a healthy lifestyle modification, but then also some indirect weight loss because you're ridding your body of that toxic burden.
Absolutely. And people need to realize that your GI tract, you know, that surface area is like 200 times more than your skin. And it's so important to take care of. And that's almost as big as like a tennis court if you laid your whole colon out. It's pretty amazing that, you know, and we need to take care of it. And the amount of food that we eat, and 30 to 50 tons of food that we eat, and we can't avoid everything, like we said, and it's really important that we take care of it. But when we return, we're going to continue to talk about GI health. We're also going to talk more about elimination. I am your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. You can call my office for your detox program at 702-731-1200. Again, that number is 702-731-1200. We'll be back.
Dollar Loan Center is the best when it comes to getting a signature loan up to $2,500. Now they're your go-to spot for title loans. As always, they lend more and charge less. Get 80% of your vehicle's value up to $10,000. Call 364-LOAN or check them out at don'tbebroke.com. Title loans available at select Dollar Loan Center locations. Loan subject to approval.
Are you ready to make a six-figure income this year? Hi, this is Chad Shinicky, a college dropout turned self-made millionaire. Over the last 25 years, my unique find, fund, and flip system has allowed me to personally flip over $50 million in real estate and fund over $1 billion in other people's real estate deals. Now I'm ready to show you how easy and simple it is to find, fund, and flip houses or apartment buildings for instant profit in my real estate funding toolkit. For a limited time, I want to give anyone that calls a free copy of my funding kit. There's no catch, it's just free. In my kit, I'll show you my unique 5-step process for getting deals funded immediately and tapping into my funding sources to flip houses with no credit or cash needed.
To get your free kit, Call 800-598-7922. Call now, and Chad will also give you two free tickets to his workshop coming to the Las Vegas area. Call 800-598-7922. That's 800-598-7922.
We live in frightening economic and political times, and you and I understand the importance of preparing for rainy days that will surely come. That said, the product I'm about to tell you about might just save your life someday. For the first time ever, you can prepare for the future by freeze-drying your favorite foods with your own freeze dryer. Jim Villanucci here to talk to you about one of the most responsible purchases you will ever make. It's a freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Imagine being able to freeze dry a complete dinner, chicken gravy, mashed potatoes, vegetables, apple pie, and ice cream, and then up to 25 years later, finding it has the same nutritional value and taste. Just place your own meals, fruits, meats, and vegetables into your very own freeze dryer. It's so easy, even I can do it. If you can operate a microwave, you can operate this device. I've tried it myself, and I love it. You're going to love your Harvest Right freeze dryer. Call 702-983-1291. That's 702-983-1291, or go to harvestright.com. Tell them Jim from KXNT sent you.
Carlos and Dana, weekday mornings at 6 on News Radio 100.5 KXNT. This is Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center on News Radio 100.5 KXNT.
Welcome back to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. We've been talking about gut health, GI health. We've been talking a little bit this morning about if you suffer from GI symptoms that may include constipation, diarrhea, irritable bowel, reflux problems. You know, a couple good questions to look at is, are you feeling bloated after you eat? Do you take antacids, especially when you travel or you're under stress? What about prescription medications? Are some of them prescription medications that you're taking causing reflux? And if you've answered any of these questions, this show's for you. It's specifically looking at your gut health. We've been talking about, you know, first removing the foods, even though we're exposed to the traditional American diet, which is full of processed foods. And a lot of times people in the fast-paced world cannot avoid them. That going through a detoxification program at least 2 to 3 times a year is important. I have Jeremy with Orthomolecular. He carries a lot of the products that we use in our office, and he's a regional manager. And this morning we've been talking about some of the products, and we're going to talk next about digestion and really the importance of digestion in the body, because it's really what happens is the main function of your GI tract is to digest the food and break it down into the nutrients that we can use. The macronutrients like proteins, fats, and carbohydrates. There's so much confusion out there on how much protein you should eat, how much fat you should have, how much carbohydrates. And what I tell my patients is it varies. It's different. It depends on what your goals are. Are you trying to gain weight? Are you trying to lose weight? Are you trying to really fix a GI symptom? And that's really where we come up with the individualized programs for each individual. And I have Jeremy, who's going to talk a little bit more about digestion and the importance of that and some of the products that we have that really help break down and repair the enzymes in the body. Jeremy, are you with us?
I am. I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, we take two approaches, and we have two specific products that we use. As Dr. Thomas had mentioned in the beginning about the reduction of hydrochloric acid with PPIs and acid reducers, it's one of those things that is chronically used in our healthcare system. And one of the challenges is that HCL serves as breaking down the food, specifically the macromolecules that we ingest. And when you diminish that, you're not breaking down your food properly, and then it can lead and lead to something we'll probably talk about later is leaky gut, which actually it releases into the system and causes many issues because of that. And so one of the main things that we're doing is we're reintroducing hydrochloric acid, specifically through a raw material called betaine hydrochloride, and we're also doing that with something called pepsin. But we're replacing the existing hydrochloric acid that's being diminished to better serve the GI tract and better serve with digestive issues. Then we're also working with some of the pancreatic insufficiencies, and we're adding some of the pancreatic enzymes that are helping break down proteins and fats and complex carbohydrates. So we're working with proteases and lipases and amylases. And then we're also adding things like that are choleretics and cholagogues that are working at increasing bowel production to help break down fats and remove. So that's kind of the general overview of what we're doing with the products that we have. But we've seen great results with reintroducing these things into people's diets in a supplementation form, and it's really helping with the overall digestive process.
And what happens is if there's a decrease in these enzymes that you're talking about, what happens is them food particles will not break down and you're not getting, you know, the macronutrients or the micronutrients, which is your vitamins and your minerals. So when somebody's digestive tract is altered, this is what happens. And then you don't get absorption. And then we start seeing other conditions and symptoms and people start developing allergies and food sensitivities we've talked about on the show. And I recommend that everybody get a food sensitivity test done, and people would be amazed. I got to tell you, Jeremy, I haven't had anybody that's come back and had the testing done and looked at. And it's really what we're finding in research is the lack, like you said, we get on all these over-the-counter medications, or we've exposed our bodies to all this processed or refined carbohydrates, or, you know, a high diet and the bad fats, or food additives, preservatives. I could go on and on about the things that are in our foods that really alter the GI tract and cause these problems. So once somebody does the elimination or the detoxification, then what we do, like you said, is we need to add in these types of enzymes so that now they can process the foods when they start adding foods back in. A lot of people think that, okay, well, I'm never going to be able to eat anything once I start this. And as we mentioned in the beginning of the show, I asked what your favorite processed food was, because we can't avoid it always, okay? A lot of people have these, you know, cheat days, or they do a, you know, substance that they have, but just to really maintain the gut. There's some new research coming out too about detoxification and food elimination and the prevention of cancer. And we're going to talk about that next week on our show. So this is kind of why I'm so passionate about gut health, because it's 71% of your immune system. And a lot of health conditions, like we mentioned in the first portion of the show, come and stem from the foods we eat, the lifestyle choices we have. And breaking down the nutrients and how we process food in the gut makes it way better for your health and your system. And Jeremy, add a little bit too on metabolism and how the GI tract and digestion plays a role of that. And even in people that have, you know, that mental fog and that fatigue and the importance of it that it is, and adding these enzymes to it.
Yeah. I mean, it is one of those things that you touched on earlier with the breakdown of food, and also basically not getting the nutrient uptake that is required with a proper digestive process. So one of the things that you're obviously going to have is, if you're not breaking down your food properly, you're not essentially utilizing the fuel that you're putting in your body, and then you're going to have fatigue. And then also we will talk about this obviously in the future here, but with the leaky gut and the intestinal permeability, if we're creating these instances in our intestines where we don't have these tight gap junctions anymore, and things are leaking through, and it's causing these issues, which are specifically our body reacting to the foreign toxins or foreign substances that are in our body, and creating these really bad scenarios where we're having this brain fog throughout the day, where we have this indigestion, we're constantly tired. And so all of this can hopefully be rectified through the process of doing this, but it's very important that we start with the process, which typically is the removal process, so the detox, to identify those food sensitivities and allergies first, and then kind of go from there and remove all of the garbage that we have in our body, and then have a clean slate to move forward. And that's why we're reintroducing these hydrochloric acid, getting that level back up, and then introducing the pancreatic enzymes that are going to help break down that food properly. So, and we're moving along the process, and from a functional perspective, getting people healthier and starting with a clean slate.
And this is where we come from a little bit different from the wellness or preventative side of medicine, is we really try to find the cause of the problem instead of putting a patch on it and putting you on some type of medication to really cover up what the process is going on. Jeremy, we do have to take a quick break, and when we return, we're going to continue to talk about the GI tract. We're going to go into elimination and focus on really the steps that you can do to make your best of your health and make them lifestyle changes to really boost your immune system as we're going to be heading in to the next break. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical Wellness Center. You can call my office for your detox program at 702-731-1200. Again, that number is 702-731-1200.
Why do 96% of drivers prefer Lyft over the competition? Could be that you earn up to $1,500 a week driving your own car during hours you choose. Drive 50 hours a week and you can keep up to 100% commission. That's right, 100%. You keep it all. Because at Lyft, drivers come first. Call 800-764-1545 to drive with Lyft today. That's 800-764-1545. While you jot that down, here's another fun fact. Lyft is the only app that allows tipping, and 60% of our rides include tips. Whether you're putting money towards a mortgage, saving for a vacation, or just looking for a better way to earn, choose Lyft. Drive your own car. Choose your own hours and get paid weekly. Experience the difference of Lyft today. Dial 800-764-1545 to get started. Terms and restrictions apply. Call to learn more.
Do you strive for a healthy body and better way of life? Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center, understands and focuses her practice on health promotion, disease prevention, and the well-being of her patients. Her extensive education and training allows her to provide comprehensive care, including health assessments, diagnosing and managing acute illnesses, and managing chronic conditions. If you are feeling fatigue, stress, weight gain, why wait to feel better, Las Vegas? Call today, 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. Christy plays a pivotal role in the future of healthcare and is at the forefront of providing preventative care to the public. She can be heard on News Radio 100.5 KXNT every Saturday morning at 10 a.m., sharing her advice and taking your calls. Strive for a healthy body and better way of life. Call Vitality Medical and Wellness Center today, 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. Or visit online, VitalityMedicalWellness.com.
Las Vegas' number one source for local news. This is News Radio 100.5 KXNT. This is Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center on News Radio 100.5 KXNT.
Welcome back to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. Welcome back with Jeremy, who is a regional manager with Orthomolecular. We've been talking about gut health this morning. And for those of you that have been suffering, even from the general symptoms of foggy brain, fatigue, if you've got reflux, bloating, water retention, some of them scary things that I see probably almost 90% of my patients in my office experience. One of the things we mentioned in the first portion of the program was to really do a detoxification, do a removal of the foods, take a look at what you're eating. And Jeremy, one of the things I have patients do, and this is not to pick on them, but it's to really bring awareness to what they eat on a daily basis, is to take a paper food log or go download one of them free apps on your phone and log everything you put in your mouth, including drinking, eating, and it's really surprising what people eat on a daily basis. And it brings awareness. And most of the time, they'll come back on their one-week follow-up and they'll say, Christy, I had no idea that I'm eating, you know, over 2,000 calories and 90% of it's refined carbohydrates or unhealthy fats. And it's amazing what our diets are consumed of. And I encourage people, just do it for today. Take this Saturday and really look at what you've ate from the morning. We're at 10:30. Hope everybody's ate breakfast this morning. Maybe had a small cup of coffee. No Frappuccinos, Mark. Mark's not feeling good this morning. His cup of coffee would probably help him. He's got a headache. But, Jeremy, that's one of the things, and I know you go office to office, and it's probably one of the biggest things that we do to bring awareness. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, no, of course. I mean, it's like anything in our lives. I think if we have a goal or we have a plan, we're probably have an intentional focus to trying to change the outcome. And I think eating is no different. You know, if you're dialed in and you've been eating clean for 20 years, I think, you know, you can get by with not having a plan or a log. But, you know, hey, if it's the same thing as your financial health as well, as you're planning and you're writing down and you're budgeting and things like that, it's really no different. It's just really, I think, like you mentioned, eye-opening for people to put down on paper what they're actually consuming, so they can get a better idea of what that is and then have a goal to change that. And then, you know, obviously one of the easiest things you can do is cut down on how many times you eat out, and which is hard for me because I travel a lot, but you have to be intentional about it and try to eat, you know, eat in as much as you can so you control what you're putting on your food and what you're putting in your body. So there's just a lot of little things you can do. But like you mentioned, if you don't write it down and you don't log it, then it kind of sometimes gets lost in the mix in our everyday busy lives.
And when we're going to be talking about elimination and removing really the foods and the biochemicals and the toxic things that we can from our body, it's important to just bring awareness. Go take a look in your pantry today or, you know, tomorrow on the weekend. Take a look what's in there. If it's processed or it has, you know, chemicals in it or something that you can't pronounce, some of these things have been even shown in some studies to be like precancerous and cause cancer over long-term use. Get rid of it. Get rid of it out of your, you know, out of your pantry. And we try to give you just little tips like this and just taking a look at food labels. And, you know, like you mentioned, Jeremy, we're in a fast-paced world. I have to eat out too sometimes. A lot of the time you get talked to a meeting, you get in a social event, you get, you know, the meetings after work, your lunch meetings, and just taking a look at the menu when you're eating out. Ask questions to your waiter or waitress. If they don't like it, tough. It's one of my recommendations. You know, you travel a lot, so I'm sure you have some good tips for people to follow too.
Yeah, I wish I had like some really concrete things. I mean, I have some people that I know that actually there's these briefcases that you can actually buy that have like little, you put food in them and you travel with them. So it's like a little cooler. I mean, that's pretty extreme for me. I don't, when I'm out and about every day, I'm not packing my lunch. And things like that. So I do eat out, but I am that guy at the restaurant that, you know, makes it difficult on the waiter or waitress. But ultimately, I just want to know what's on my food, because most of the time with restaurant food, we all know this. That's why a lot of times it tastes so good, because they're adding so much stuff to, whether it's salt or butter. They just try to make it taste good for you. So if you want to be intentional about what you're putting in your body, you really just have to try to eat. I just like the taste of food, and then I want to be able to add to it. So if I get it, if I make a salad, I'm going to put the dressing on the side and I can add to it or dip into whatever I want to do. But my point is I want to try to control what I consume instead of just having somebody hand me a plate of food when I don't know what happened to it or what they put on it. So,
and a good measurement of elimination is how many bowel movements do you have a day? What's your stool frequency per day? That's one of the questions that we ask a lot of my patients that come in. You know, they get this big booklet, and one of my staff members has actually named it the Vitality Bible because it is long, and it gets into all these questions, really looking at gut health. But if you're not eliminating and you're not having a bowel movement at least once to twice a day, these toxins are accumulating in your system, and it's going in and it's circulating in your bloodstream, which causes multiple things. We'll see, like, even people with a lot of eczema, if we fix their gut, the eczema goes away or it's reduced. Acne, a lot of times in teenagers, once they start going through the hormonal changes, you know, kids, they'll start breaking out in acne. And it's usually, if you break it down, have them write down what they're eating for a week and get rid of the processed foods, get rid of the high fructose corn syrup and all them chemicals that are in that food, their skin will start to clear up. And that's a good, you know, judgment based on if you're eliminating well or if you're toxic. Wouldn't you agree, Jeremy?
I definitely would agree. I mean, if you look at the data or the stats, I mean, it's kind of frightening. One of the most underutilized things we don't eat is fiber. And I think the average American eats around 8 grams a day of fiber, and we need around 30. And so it's one of the easiest things that we can do to ensure proper elimination. And just overall health, because there's so many benefits to increasing the fiber content in your diet.
And Jeremy, speaking about fiber, let's talk a little bit about the difference in fiber and why it's important, because going and buying a fiber supplement over the counter is not what we want you to do. And you guys carry a great product. We have it in our office. And talk a little bit about the difference and how to look for fiber supplements, because it's almost as important as that probiotic that we're going to talk about too. But you want to get a good quality fiber, and it needs to be, you know, that specific kind of fiber that's not, you know, 9% of the active form over the counter. It's going to give you massive GI side effects.
Yeah, sure. I mean, there's many out there, and there's some really big name brands that everybody's probably aware of. They have a lot of backing by the pharmaceutical company, so everybody knows about them. But the biggest thing, I think, is just the how clean it is, right? So, I mean, a lot of people are just using basic psyllium husk, and we're still using psyllium husk, but we're using organic psyllium husk. But then we're also adding things like psyllium seed powder and rice bran and apple pectin, fig and prune. And so we're adding these things to help with the process of increasing the fiber. But another thing to think about or mention with some of the over-the-counter things is that they also are full of a lot of different additives and things that you really don't want to add. Even though you're getting the fiber, you really don't want to add all the garbage that's in the product. So it's just a really clean way to get that soluble fiber that's so important for the diet.
And them pharmaceutical companies, they push, you know, a certain product or a certain brand, but like you said, it's full of fillers. And when we're looking at our food and we're looking at our food labels, I want every one of you to go to your cabinet today and look at the other ingredients under every one of your supplements. And when you read it and you're scared, throw it in the trash, because we've pulled out supplements before and they've had byproducts of like drywall in it. You know, just go to a simple Google and Google the other ingredients. You'll be scared of the products that you're taking. And that's why we really want you to be on a pure form. You're going to get the most benefit from it. Yes, it's going to cost a little bit more, but why would you put chemicals from a supplement in your body and have them side effects when we're, you know, really going through the elimination process? And Jeremy, let's talk a little bit about probiotics. I'm big about probiotics. I don't think there's any one individual out there that should not be on a probiotic, including our kids and our children. My son takes a probiotic. He knows where it's kept in the refrigerator, and it's, you know, expected of him to take it. And it really helps, you know, replenish that flora that is depleted by, you know, the NSAIDs that you take. And yes, Mark, you need one this morning. The antacids that you take and how it depletes all that natural bacteria, that good bacteria. I saw some statistics on C. diff in the hospital. And really, that's a depletion. It's an overgrowth of a bad bacteria is what C. diff is. And it's the ninth leading cause of GI death in the hospital. I was amazed at, you know, what the prevalence of that has become with the overuse of antibiotics and many of other reasons why the, you know, digestive flora gets, you know, adjusted. But it's important to be on a good probiotic. I have lots of questions. Can I go over the counter and get a probiotic? My answer is no. I'm sure yours is too. And the reason being is not just because we sell the product, but because you really want to be on a good probiotic that is the active form, that is also strain specific. And I don't know if there's any of them probiotics out there that don't have the strain on it that you can get. A lot of people will ask about whether it needs to be refrigerated, not refrigerated. And every product's a little bit different, but talk a little bit about the probiotics you carry, and it's orthobiotic in our office.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, I like to say there's one of the most egregious industries, and I say that because the probiotic industry is because we're dealing with live organisms, it's imperative that they're handled properly. And so the biggest challenge with over-the-counter, when you go to any store for that matter, one of the big things you can look at in a probiotic is a lot of times when you're looking at the colony-forming units or the CFU count, people are always looking for the most. So a lot of the ones in the marketplace are, let's say, 1 billion or 5 billion, or some of them are 10 billion. Look at the label, and a lot of times it will have a little asterisk or a little star, and most of the time it'll say time of manufacturing. And what that means is that when it's out the door, when they're done manufacturing it, they ship it out the door, that's how many colony-forming units are in that product. The challenge is that probiotics are very unstable, and when they encounter different temperatures, environmental differences like moisture and things like that, they die. And so one of the things that a lot of people in our industry, and specifically our product, why they like our product, is because it's 22 billion CFUs guaranteed, but that's time of expiration. And so when we formulate the product, we actually know there's going to be die-off, and we basically make up for that, and we formulate with close to 40 to 60 billion, knowing that at time of expiration, we've done the stability testing to know that we can guarantee there's 22 billion, or what says it on the label, is in the product. That is the biggest challenge with probiotics that are on the shelf, because they're on the shelf for a long time. They essentially die off, and they've done studies to show they've taken, you know, 10 probiotics, pulled them off shelves, and 6 of the 10 had insufficient amounts of CFUs in them because, you know, like I said, they're not taking into effect how long it's sitting on the shelf and then the difference in all the variabilities that essentially die off the organisms. So that's the biggest thing that is the reason why you work with a professional practitioner channel company.
And you can go to my website and get a probiotic. If anybody is interested, it's vitalitymedicalwellness.com. You can go to my website. You can call my office. You can get on a good probiotic, and we can really kind of customize that. Anybody that goes through a detox program or this GI health program that we're talking about in my office is going to get recommended that type of program. We do have to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about leaky gut. That is a big term that's out there, and we're going to play Vitality Trivia with Jeremy when we return. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. My website again is vitalitymedicalwellness.com. My office phone number is 702-731-1200.
Which hat are you wearing right now? If you're a small business owner, you're wearing quite a few. The CBS Small Business Pulse, built in partnership with First Data, has the insights and inspiration to help your small business grow. Visit cbspulse.com.
Do you strive for a healthy body and better way of life? Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center, understands and focuses her practice on health promotion, disease prevention, and the well-being of her patients. Her extensive education and training allows her to provide comprehensive care, including health assessments, diagnosing and managing acute illnesses, and managing chronic conditions. If you are feeling fatigue, stress, weight gain, why wait to feel better, Las Vegas? Call today, 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. Christy plays a pivotal role in the future of healthcare and is at the forefront of providing preventative care to the public. She can be heard on News Radio 100.5 KXNT every Saturday morning at 10 a.m., sharing her advice and taking your calls. Strive for a healthy body and better way of life. Call Vitality Medical and Wellness Center today, 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. Or visit online, VitalityMedicalWellness.com.
We're the stronger than we look type.
I've had type 1 diabetes since I was 2.
The braver than you think type.
I have to take insulin shots every single day.
The type that will stop at nothing.
No more blood sugar tests.
Absolutely nothing.
No more complications.
Until type 1 becomes type none.
Support JDRF's life-changing research, and one day you'll say, I helped turn type 1 into type none. Join us now at jdrf.org.
Mike Rowe here. Today I'm with Frank, one of the heating and cooling pros at 1 Hour. Frank's got his head up a vent right now. How's it going up there?
I'm gonna break up, Mike.
Frank knows what he's talking about. He's been with 1 Hour for how long, Frank?
14 years.
That's a long time. Over that time, he's worked on tons of different equipment, taken countless hours of training, and that makes Frank the man.
No, Mark Rowe's the
man. I'm sorry, Frank. Say again.
Mike Rowe's the man.
I heard him the first time. For any cooling need, call 855-1-HOUR today. Say it again, Frank.
Mike Rowe's the man.
That's what I'm talking about. Each independent franchise is licensed in its respective state or county.
Get your news fast and first from the only radio station with live and local reporters. This is News Radio 100.5 KXNT. This is Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center on News Radio 100.5 KXNT.
Welcome back to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. For those of you that are just tuning into the show, we've been talking about gut health and what's important about gut health and how 71% of your immune system really comes from your GI tract, the importance of really going through an elimination process, a detoxification process, and then repair that GI tract. And, you know, sticking on a program that will work for you and your lifestyle, that's also cost effective. And I have Jeremy, who is a regional manager with Orthomolecular and helps us with a lot of our products that we carry in our office. I gave you our website and our phone number at 702-731-1200 for anybody that wants to get product right here locally and get on a good GI tract program. I want to talk a little bit about, there's a lot of buzz, or the buzzword is leaky gut, and a lot of people will come in, they're starting to hear about that term. It's really a term that has been used. It's true. It's really when the GI tract gets that inflammation. And I have Jeremy that's going to talk a little bit more about leaky gut and the repair of leaky gut and how to go through a program to help repair the GI tract.
Thanks, Dr. Thomas. Yes, intestinal permeability is kind of the actual word that we use, but a lot of people call it leaky gut, leaky gut syndrome. And it's basically just a condition that occurs when inflammation causes the tight junctions between the cells that lie in your GI membrane to widen. Normally, these junctions are very tight, forcing all molecules to pass through the regulated cell membranes of the gut cells. However, an abundance of inflammation is triggered by food allergies, gluten sensitivity, infectious agents, dysbiosis, trauma, drugs or chemicals, larger food particles, toxins. Over time, this leads to numerous chronic illnesses and things like compromised liver function, abdominal pain or bloating, IBS. So the bottom line is we have these gap junctions that ultimately decrease permeability or ensure that everything is staying where it's supposed to be. And with leaky gut or intestinal permeability, the gap junctions are widening or opening, and it's leaving things getting through. And they're causing a lot of, like I mentioned earlier in the show, they're causing an immune reaction to the foreign substance as our body sees it as a foreign substance, and it creates an immune response to attack it. And so we call that autoimmunity. And so a lot of functional integrative physicians treat the GI to try to decrease the permeability and try to ensure that it's tightened up. So some of the products that we're using, one of the main ingredients in a lot of these products is glutamine, which is an essential amino acid, but it's important because it is essentially the fuel for enterocytes, which are the fuel that that create the intestinal lining. And so we're just ensuring that those enterocytes have the proper fuel. We use other things like N-acetyl-D-glucosamine and deglycerized licorice, which are basically our mucin precursors. So we also have our mucosal layer, which is also a chemical barrier to make sure it's like a jelly substance that protects our intestinal lining. And so we're creating a scenario and feeding the body the proper raw materials so that is ensuring that those gap junctions aren't wide and that they're tight so that things aren't leaking through.
And it's really important because people that have, you know, been given a diagnosis of like Crohn's disease or celiac disease, or even if you've been in my office and you've had food, you know, allergy testing or food sensitivity testing, we focus on repairing the gut and, like you said, that junction where you're getting that inflammation and it's creating this almost, you know, autoimmune or inflammatory response in the GI tract. And it's very important to fix that because, wouldn't you agree, Jeremy, this leads to other multiple health problems, not even, you know, food allergies or sensitivities, but it starts showing up in my patients. They'll come in, they're fatigued, they're bloated, they just don't feel, you know, right. They're putting on excess weight. They feel like they're not eating. And a lot of people get stuck on, you know, counting calories, but it's not so much counting calories. It's looking at the foods that you're eating and that may be affecting whether you're having a sensitivity or that, you know, autoimmune response. And it's causing this inflammatory response or that break in the barrier or affecting that gut integrity and, you know, getting the term leaky gut if anybody's ever had it. Your primary care or internal medicine doctor probably hasn't called it, you know, leaky gut. But if you've been to, you know, functional medicine or a wellness preventative portion, that's where you're going to hear it from. And even consider if you've had some of these symptoms that we've talked about today to come in and have a consultation done. We'll sit down, we'll go through your history, kind of the symptoms and the signs that you've been experiencing, and really try to get to the root cause of what's causing your issues. Why do you need these medications? Why are you suffering like you are? And windshield wiper is probably one of the biggest things, the complaints that most of us that work, kind of the preventatives or functional medicine come from, is big into the GI health.
Oh, of course. And I think you mentioned earlier on in the show that it's extremely complicated. And as the listeners have learned throughout this time, is that there's a process to going about treating this. And it's not just throwing something at it to maybe try to tighten those gap junctions. We have to go through the process, and that requires us to do the elimination and the proper re-inoculation and the reintroduction of hydrochloric acid. So there's a process to this because it is a very interwoven, complicated system. And so I think the challenge with the traditional way of going about this is that, number one, they really haven't identified or put a label on leaky gut. And number two is there's no way to treat it in the traditional way because everything is derived around pharmaceutical use, and there really isn't a drug that was created or patented to affect intestinal permeability. So there's no way to treat it. And ultimately, that's why it's such a large portion of the population in the functional integrative world, because so many of these patients, these GI patients that have seen, maybe 5 to 10 gastroenterologists and never had any real success, they end up in an integrative functional setting because they've run out of options. And so that is the main reason, because it's a very complicated approach and it needs to be personalized for each individual patient, most definitely.
And it's not taught in our traditional, I've worked with, some of the medical schools, and even through my own schooling, which is, through the, nurse practitioner, we don't get that GI permeability. We don't go into the depth on what ways we can affect, and help people. It's really other courses and classes. And, one of the big places that I do a lot of my training through is the A Forum here. There's several other, classes out there that you can take. And people often ask me, well, where did you get your training? Where did you come up with this? And unfortunately, it's not pulled out of a hat and we just made it up. It's really been, scientifically looked at. It's been researched, and it's just a different area of practice. Like you go to, your heart doctor, you go to your internal medicine doctor for, your diabetes or your hypertension. But it's the same thing with us. We got to go through classes to take a look at this. And that's been, one of the big questions that I've got is, how did you get into this? Where did this come from? And why doesn't everybody else do it? And as you know, Jeremy, it's a lot of work.
Oh, most definitely. I mean, most of the physicians that I work with, we work with thousands in Southern California and Vegas, and they are some of the most dedicated, passionate doctors that I've come across. And most importantly is because they have to continually learn in order to stay on top of the ever-changing scientific world of integrative medicine. It's an art form. It requires a lot of critical thinking because there's no real guideline or best practices for these complex cases. And so I have a lot of appreciation for the time and the effort that goes into really being a really good, highly educated, competent integrative doctor.
And it's important to really look at your body from a whole and to look around. And when I tell my patients they come in, it's not just fixing your thyroid. It's not just fixing your hormones. It's not just fixing your GI tract. Your body works together, and it's a complete system. So you always use the example of taking your car into the shop, and then you come back out with a $1,000 bill because it wasn't just the air filter, the oil, or, all them car part things. But your body works the same way, and you can't just fix one portion of it. You got to look at it as a whole, and it's really important. So I encourage you to call my office. Again, that office number is 702-731-1200. Jeremy, I want to thank you for bringing your wealth of knowledge to the show this morning and talking about gut health. We'll have you back on soon, and we'll bring another great topic to our listeners. I am your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. You can go to my website at vitalitymedicalwellness.com. You can call my office at 702-731-1200. You can start your detox program and get on some of these products after you've completed your detox with my office. You can follow us on Facebook at Vitality LV, and we'll be back next Saturday talking about ketogenic diet.